Hatch calls the Branstad administration scandal-ridden, and he repeatedly called for a fresh start now that Branstad is seeking his sixth term. Early in the hour-long debate on Iowa public television, Hatch blamed the governor for some well-publicized events in recent months. That includes an ongoing investigation into controversial settlements with laid-off state workers. More than once, the governor called that crazy.
These are just crazy accusations.
It's nothing that I'm making up.
And that's Senator Hatch.
I'm not the one that had secret settlements with fired employees. I'm not the one that had my director of administrative services have hush money to the employees.
That testy tone continued. Governor Branstad says raising the gas tax is not the way to go to fix aging roads and bridges. Hatch called that a lack of leadership. Branstad defends a deal to bring a fertilizer plant to southeast Iowa. Hatch says the state gave away too much in tax incentives and is poised to give the company yet another $25 million.
Would you commit today that you would withhold that money so that this dumbest deal in the history of the state of Iowa wouldn't be as bad?
Well, you want to shut down that site and put those people out of work?
No, that's not what I said at all.
Yeah, that would renege on the deal that was made.
Branstad calls the state's plan to get excess nitrogen out of Iowa waterways one of the best in the country. Hatch says fine, but he says the governor vetoed the money to implement it. Branstad says he will try again to get more high-speed internet to rural Iowa, an initiative he calls Connect Every Acre. Hatch says if private industry doesn't step up to the task, then they should be forced by regulation to expand broadband. From the audience, two of Senator Hatch's Iowa Senate colleagues weighed in on how well the two men performed. David Johnson is a Republican from Ocheyedan.
Obviously, Governor Branstad brings a lot of experience to not just the job, but to campaigning as well as the debates. And I believe the governor was really on today.
And Tom Courtney is a Democrat from Burlington.
I think Senator Hatch did really well, Joyce. To start off, he seemed a little bit nervous. I think after a few minutes, that went away.
Senator Johnson's advice for the Democratic challenger? Get out to rural Iowa more.
I know the election's coming on fast, and he has very little time to put a little gravel dust on his odometer.
Governor Branstad put to rest a persistent rumor that if he wins the election, he will resign and let Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds take over as chief executive.
I'm committed to serve the entire term.
And on a lighter note, the candidates were asked what contest they might enter and win at the fair.
I like to think of it as the pie-eating contest.
Well, I've won the Governor's Steer Show at least three times, but this year, Lieutenant Governor Reynolds beat me.
That's it for debating before a statewide audience. Two additional debates will be held in Sioux City and Burlington. At the State Fair, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.